All right, now I told you that I'd probably give you a double play. Letting you hear It's a Shame by the Spinners. Here it is. Is it already sounding more familiar? I'm sure the vocals bring it alive for you now. Uh-oh, we were talking ADHD. He's talking emotions. How can you stand to be so cruel? I know that the voices that you hear on this song are very, very different from the voices that you were accustomed to hearing on Love Don't Love Nobody and Could It Be I'm Falling in Love. This was their sound before that. Isn't it a shame for her to be hurting that man like that? Use him. Try to confuse him. I just wanted you to hear his anguish. Come on, ladies, don't put us through that. We need you to take good care of our hearts. That's what we need. Yeah. Right. I'm laughing, but I mean it too. We need you to take good care of our H-E-A-R-T-S hearts. Yeah, take good care of us. All right, so we'll get back to Paul Jackson Jr. when we come back and I play that song for you again. I just wanted you to hear the original so I could awaken some memories. Yeah, there we go. All right, warning signs that ADHD might be in play. People asking you. And we're getting it now. We're talking relationships here. Our focus is adult ADHD and relationships. People you relate to. Asking, do you hear what I'm saying? Telling you. You don't pull your weight around here. How about someone saying to you, not just once every 2 or 3 years, saying this kind of frequently. You never do what you say you're going to do. And here's the thing now. Very often when statements like that are made, they're not made every single time that a person fails to do what they say they're going to do. Very often, the one on the receiving end of that or who's observing this failure to follow through will notice it and say nothing. They'll notice it again and again, say nothing. They'll notice it again. Yeah, I'm going to do. Yep, don't worry about it. I'm on it. I'm taking care of it. I'm going to do it. And you don't do it. The person doesn't do it. And the one who's observing this still doesn't say anything. Nope. They just, and then finally, they bring it up. You know what? You're always saying what you're going to do, and you never do it. You never follow through. Never might be a bit of an exaggeration, but it's probably not far from the truth. It's probably not far from being accurate. You never do what you say you're going to do. And often you mean it when you say you're going to do whatever it is. Get to your son's basketball game by 4:30. I'm going to take care of that yard, that backyard, no later than Saturday. This coming Saturday, I'm on it. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to fold up those clothes and those towels. I'm going to put that stuff up by tomorrow evening. I'm tired of looking at them. Very often, I'm not saying always, but there are times when you say it and you mean it. You really mean to do it, but you don't do it. Something goes on, you get distracted at work. Your cell phone rings, and you realize you need to pick up the dry cleaner. And before you knew it, the game was over. You were in the doghouse. Very often, Dr. Steven Safran says, people with ADHD very much intend to do something when they say it. It's not like some problems where people lie or are deceitful. They really intend to do it. That is truly their plan. But very often they get distracted, forget all about it. How about this one? How could you forget again? Continually forgetting. Do you feel like you're always getting blamed for forgetting things when you know no one actually told you about them? You know it. Oh, no, you didn't say that. Oh, no. If you had told me that, I know I would have heard that. I know I'd remember that. And they're just as emphatic as you are, as you say, I did tell you. No, you didn't. No. I may have forgotten some things before, but I would not have forgotten that. No, you never told me. ADHD often causes people to forget things that they're told, and that can lead to major problems in relationships. If people have been telling you for years that you're forgetful, it might be time to find out if they're right. Rather than argue, debate, and see who can win the debate, if they're telling you that this is a problem you have, you may need to look into that for real. Because again, more than likely, it is much more frustrating for the other person than for the one who is saying you're always forgetting than it is for the person who's always forgetting. Now, let me explain why I say that. The person who is always forgetting is always forgetting. So the only pressure they're dealing with is trying to win the argument of whether or not they were ever told what they are being accused of having forgotten. No, you didn't tell me that. I would not have forgotten that. The other person, on the other hand, who is observing all this forgetfulness, is frustrated because of the forgetfulness, and they're frustrated because of the denial of forgetfulness. Because they know that as long as denial is in play, the problem will not be resolved. The person is going to go on continuing to forget. And I mean even major stuff that should not be forgotten. How could you forget again? I didn't forget. When did you tell me that? How about this one? I can't believe you bought that. You know we can't afford it. Any of you have a loved one who has had ADHD or ADD, but let's just stay with ADHD for now. And you found them to be pretty impulsive. Yeah. And so one of the ways that adults can express their impulsivity is by buying stuff that they shouldn't be buying. Sometimes we talk about people who are shopaholics, right? Here's a question. Is there a possibility that that shopaholic has ADHD? Sometimes people shop because that's their way of dealing with pain, the way some people medicate by using drugs. Some people medicate by buying. But if they're not really dealing with pain that they can identify you or anyone else can identify. Is there a possibility that they're dealing with ADHD? A common ADHD symptom is doing things on impulse, and that includes buying things. And adults with ADHD can have some reckless spending habits and trouble saving money. If they're single, it's bad. If they're married, it's worse. Because now they're affecting at least two people, themselves and the person to whom they're married. If there are children involved, now you're talking about really compounding the misery. But if you think that you or someone you care about has adult ADHD, the first thing you should do is learn about the disorder and how it's diagnosed. And you can start by looking over free online resources from organizations like Children and Adults with Attention Deficit Hyperactivity Disorder and the National Center on ADHD. These sites can help you find local doctors and support groups where you can meet people facing similar issues. The support group is something that I know a lot of people would rather not, as they might perceive it, be bothered with. Just get my loved one who has the ADHD fixed and we'll be fine. We understand that. Here's the thing, though. It may be a while. It may take some time to help your loved one who has ADHD turn the corner on ADHD and get to the point where things are much better. In the meantime, you'll still be frustrated because of the way that ADHD affects their lifestyle. You can kind of suffer in silence. You may want to team up with other people who are going through similar experiences because they also have loved ones who have ADHD, and it'll give you an opportunity to get out of you what has been frustrating you. And sometimes just being able to talk it out can give you a little bit more energy to catch your breath again while you continue to cope with your loved one's ADHD. So I would say don't be too quick to dismiss the idea of participating in support groups. You can also go online and find out how to get tested for the condition. What if you're the one who actually has the ADHD? Of course, work with your doctor to deal with the problems that you're having day to day. Adult ADHD is often treated with a combination of medications, skills coaching, and psychotherapy. Skills coaching, where the therapist teaches you various skills to use and better handling yourself while dealing with the ADHD. It can also include couples counseling. And if your therapist handles couples counseling, that may be a good time for you to say, okay, well, maybe the support group isn't really necessary. Because again, the key is you have an opportunity to talk out your frustrations, your confusions. So psychotherapy can include couples counseling and cognitive behavioral therapy, where they're going to help you get in touch with what's going on in your mind, how to tie that into what's happening with regards to your behavior, and steps to take on improving that. If you have a spouse or a partner, it's important for them to be involved. Often they can tell you which treatments either are or are not working. It's a good scenario if someone does have a supportive partner, according to Dr. Safran. Talking about that teamwork, skills training or coaching can help people with adult ADHD come up with and reach relationship goals. This might include building skills that help you manage your time well and get organized. A lot of people, young people included, have difficulty being organized. Remember, the ADHD can go on into adulthood, and so again, you can have problems still with time management and organization. As for how much improvement you can expect in your relationships, experts say that each situation is unique. Dr. Arthur Robin, professor of psychiatry at Wayne State University, says that usually couples can make their lives better and recapture some of the joy and romance that might have gone out of the relationship as a result of the ADHD. Hey, it's worth a try, isn't it? Okay, I'll be right back.